Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Muriel.
And welcome to Hella in Your 30s.
This week, one of our listeners becomes our running coach.
Let's do yoga. Let's get fit. Let's do jumping jacks. And we'll get rich. But oops, I found that bottle of gin underneath the sink again. So tomorrow's a new day. Let's order pizza.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Hella in Your 30s. This is a podcast for people of all ages, all about navigating this dystopian world we live in.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the apartment, guys. This is our life. We're doing well. We are living healthy, but we're going to start doing a little better and a lot healthier very soon here. Because, look, this is what happened. Is a couple of weeks ago, we were just hanging out, just chilling. We get a voicemail. Painting the picture.
This is like our fourth take.
Really trying to nail this.
Okay, great.
We got a voicemail.
We're hanging out, chilling.
We're just chilling, you know what I mean? It's fucking kicking. Okay, so we get a voicemail from a wonderful listener, a longtime listener, Michelle. And she had heard us mentioning that we wanted to start running, perhaps. This girl is a running coach. She leaves us a message. She offers her services with a slight little challenge that we take her up on it. And Muriel jumped right on board, and I realized, okay, if Muriel's saying yes to exercise, then I should probably start paying attention. Maybe I should really utilize this. Maybe this is the...
You got one chance, baby.
This is it. So we took Michelle up on her offer.
And this week, we're super excited to bring you that the beginning of that journey.
Yes.
It will culminate in us running a 5K, which Nick likes to call a marathon.
I'm pretty sure it is a marathon. Okay. So anyways, here is the very beginning of our journey to becoming running masters. All right, friends, family, and just the random casual listener that happens to be listening for the first time to this podcast. We have a very special guest today. This is an RRCA certified running coach, Michelle Canofla, who can be found at Fuel My Run on Instagram. She's just a super boss running coach who decided to hit us up out of the blue and wanted to give us some running lessons.
Yeah, which running lessons?
Isn't that what it is? I don't know. She's a trainer, everybody. Get on board. She trains people who don't run how to run.
Hi, Michelle.
Welcome.
That was a great introduction. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. So we've been hanging out with Michelle for a few minutes, just working on our technical issues. Michelle, why don't you tell us and the people about Fuel My Run?
Yeah, for sure. So first of all, super stoked to be doing this. You can't just say on a podcast that you want to start jogging and not expect a running coach to reach out to you. So I kind of blame you guys, first of all. But anyway, yes, I'm Michelle, Fuel My Run. I quit my full-time job a couple years ago. Wow, time flies. Because you know what? The corporate world sucks. Mm-hmm. I was having a lot of anxiety and I had always coached clients on the side. And so I decided to just kind of take a leap and see what happened, putting it really simply. Yeah. So I've been coaching runners over the last like handful of years to, you know, run new distances, run marathons, 5Ks, 10Ks. I also kind of coach through, you know, nutrition, intuitive eating and different things like that. But my real passion is for running. So I'm really excited to put you guys kind of on your running journey.
Cool.
So excited.
We can't wait.
How is COVID changed what you do? Like, is it like now, how does it change everything?
That's a good question. So a lot of my runners at the time had a race on the books. So we really just kind of had to pivot their training to either do a virtual race or work on getting faster versus, you know, training for a marathon or a longer distance. So, I mean, if anything, it actually, I think more people are interested in running.
Yeah.
If that sounds, I don't know.
It's
something that you can do. It's a stress relief. And I think that during COVID, especially if you're just kind of cooped up inside, you're going to go crazy. And I mean, at least that's happening to me. So having an outlet like running is huge.
Yeah. Yes. Have you been working with anyone who like literally doesn't run and then you get them running? Or is this, are like, yeah, we like guinea pigs for you? Or are you like, this is like your wheelhouse? Like, you got this.
Oh no, I love this. I got this. Okay. I mean, okay, cool. This is really a lot more common than you're thinking.
Yeah, we were just like, yeah, we just try to get people faster or like training for a marathon. We're like, okay, cool. What about just like, I don't run and now I just don't want my ankles and shins to hurt. You know what I mean?
They might though.
I know.
They might though a little bit, but we can definitely get around that.
Okay.
There's safe ways to do it. That's why a lot of people should run with a coach, is because they'll go into it too hard, too fast, like Nick running around the block on, what was that, New Year's?
Yeah.
We've been arguing. You was so lucky that you told him not to do that anymore, because that was totally like,
that was my plan.
He's like, before we get this started, we have to start running like super hard. We have to like get
Oh my God. I was like having an aneurysm listening to that. Like, holy shit, please don't do that, Nick.
Okay. Well, lucky for you, instead of doing that, we went the opposite direction and basically haven't even been exercising at all.
All right, starting out at that baseline.
Yes,
let's do it
for sure. We did yesterday go out and purchase some legit running shoes. So we went to Runner's World. We got our little like custom insoles. We got some fancy schmancy
shoes. You mean Road Runner?
Yeah, Road Runner. What I call it?
Runner's World. You're just excited.
I'm just saying, that's I'm a just
We went to this awesome Runner's Universe.
Yeah. That is like a running magazine, though, yeah, a running publication. So you're onto something. Okay, anyway, I want to hear about it.
Well, it was really fun.
We were really nervous, and so I haven't bought fancy shoes in maybe ever. Because like I kind of will do, if I have to get like some decent shoes, I'll like look up sort of what people say on the internet and like buy that shoe on sale. But this is the first time like we went, and they have like a treadmill that like they videotape you, and then like they measure our arches.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our feet are totally different sizes. Like my feet are different sizes.
Oh, and I meant compared to Nick.
Those feet are like hobbit.
But I'm not as flat footed as I thought I was. I was convinced that I had these horrible flat feet. Turns out they're just slightly below average, but they're still pretty good.
It was crazy. Like, and it makes sense, because I actually have knee pain in one specific knee and like cramping in that foot, especially with new shoes. And I'm realizing I was just buying shoes for one foot. You know what I mean? Like when I tried them on, I was like, okay, this is decent, but the feet are so different. It makes sense that like to get the custom insoles, you're like, oh yeah, like this is crazy.
You're the perfect person for the insoles. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So Muriel got some dope ass New Balances. Show
Look
those
at those. Those are Muriel. Super cool. Fresh Seems like they have a good amount of support too. Are those stability or neutral shoes?
They're neutral. Because our ankles are good. Like apparently when they videotaped us walking, and apparently the way your ankles go, they either would recommend the stability or the neutrals, and we went with neutrals.
What do you think about that? Like, does that make sense?
From everything that I've read and everything that no one wants to tell you, the best running shoe for you is really Mariel's eyes just got so big.
I'm like, what is it?
You're like Converse All Stars.
I love these kinds of things, because
Air Jordans.
Yeah.
No. Okay. But I'm like, shoot, what was I saying? No. Basically, the best running shoes for you are the shoes that feel the most comfortable on you and feel comfortable while you're running. Obviously, if these shoes start to bug you within the first couple weeks, they might not be the best shoes for you. But the cool thing about, and I'm not even like sponsored by them, but the cool thing about Road Runner is you can go return them. They have an amazing return policy.
Yeah.
And that's so important. You don't want to be wearing shoes just because they look kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Nick?
He
Nick?
Straight up asked.
Nick?
Don't-
Nick?
No.
Yes?
He asked us straight up. He was like, do you guys care what they look like? And Muriel's like, hard no. And I was like, I was like, well, we're pretty much going to be, secret running for a while. Go during where people can't really see us, at least for a little bit. So I didn't really care.
Dangerous.
But I know, just to shady. I want to run for my life. I'm going to go where it's actually shady. But I got the most comfortable shoes I've ever put on my feet. They're Asics.
Ooh, Asics.
And
you
guys got to check out our socials to get the good visuals. But they are also stylish AF.
They're FF
Blasts.
Yeah, those
are dope. FF Blasts. Because I'm a blaster. So they're so comfortable. I'm like so excited. They feel actually good.
A lot of people out there, they're like, yeah, I'm going to start running. And then they buy Nike Freeze. And then that is how you break a knee or like really? Get crazy shin splints is yeah. like, you know, like cool Nike Freeze, but you just got to get the right pair. I mean, Nike has really great running shoes. So
yeah,
just got to get the right ones. And it right. sounds like you guys may have, we'll find out.
Yeah. We're pumped. Yeah. And there's like a 90 day return policy and stuff. So we're ready to go. Yeah.
Not going to lie. Once I totally bought a pair of shoes and like 89 days went by and my knee kind of started hurting, but they were trashed. And I returned them and got a new pair. So you really can. Now I sound like a terrible person, but you really can return them.
No, get what yeah. you can get.
Yeah, game yes. the system.
If you're doing that against a big ass corporation,
it is your ethical responsibility.
I know. Yes. I don't know.
All right. That's
anyway.
Awesome. Okay. So here we are. We've got our shoes.
Also, wait. I got these hamburger running glasses.
The Gooders?
Yes.
Look at
hell yeah. I love it. Wait, what do you mean by hamburgers?
They got hamburgers on them, girl. Hold on.
Here, take them off. Okay, Muriel's going rogue on us, guys.
Those right. are some great glasses. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They're really hamburgers. No, those are great because if you find the right running, another thing, it's like you find glasses that aren't going to rock. I wear like my cute glasses when I go out because some of them just like fit nicely.
Yeah.
So the Gooders, those are great.
Well, these are Muriel's cute glasses at this point. So.
I don't have any sunglasses.
I know. I was like, ooh, I really want these glasses. Muriel's like, you have three pairs. I'm getting.
He's such a fashion plate.
Love it. So you got the shoes, you got the glasses.
I got a
Muriel. Do you have a good sports bra?
Yes.
Oh wait, we just said that. Okay.
I was going to show it to you, but then I thought maybe not. I don't know.
I want to see it.
Okay. Hold on.
She's got
you're
going to
see that I'm not wearing real pants.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not wearing pants either. No.
Well, I think it's over there, Muriel. Yeah. Yeah. It was a whole ordeal. We thought we actually were going to be mistreated by the people at Roadrunner. Based on our sports bra conversation, but then we got there and they were nice.
Sick. Is that from Roadrunner?
No, it's not. It's I'll let her tell it. I don't know. Get back on the mic. I can't talk about this bra shit.
It's fun to buy running clothes. It really is. It gets expensive though.
It's so fun. Don't try to act like you can't talk about bras. You know a lot about bras.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let the world know that through osmosis and you not having any other friends, I know all about your bra business.
I have friends.
No. Well, tell them about
it. I went to Jeanette Bras because they have they only carry cup sizes at the Roadrunner up until like a double D.
Oh, and I know this conversation from that last podcast. Right. That's messed up.
It's like everybody, that's stupid. So it doesn't make no sense. Anyway, you know, for if anyone's curious, I feel like I'm pretty normal and I am a 34i. So I called them and I was like, Roadrunner and this guy answered and I was like, hey, I got some questions about bras. And he was like, well, what do you want to know? And I was like, I'm a 34i. And he's like, I'm going to go get my manager. It's like, it's so funny because it's like, it's just a size, like a pair of pants. Like, what the hell?
Oh, he had no idea what you were saying, probably.
It's like, no, I think he probably thought I was like a monster. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's the attack of the 36 foot tall double eye girl.
Well, it's super important to get a good sports bra. I always know when another thing is if you wear clothes that are like really kind of worn out, especially sports bras, your boobs are going to hurt after a while. And shoes too, which a lot of people don't know this. You're going to want to recycle out your shoes after 300 to 500 miles.
Okay.
So for us, that'll be 20 years. Okay.
And it's funny because sometimes it goes by faster than you'd think. So just kind of having a rough idea and having a training plan is great because then you know exactly kind of what you're doing. But just having a rough idea, because the last thing you're going to want to happen is like all of a sudden your knee hurts and you're like, why is it hurting? And you're like, oh my gosh. These shoes have a hole on the bottom and that's why.
Right.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. I'm pumped about this sports bra thing. Cause the thing is like, I definitely gained some COVID weight over the last, I think a lot of people did. And right now it's not just like, oh, this is uncomfortable. It's like, it's literally impossible. Like if you have big boobs and you're trying to run, like, it's not even like on the table. Like I tried with one of the regular ones I used to have and I was just like, well, this is just obscene.
Not an option. Not an option. Sports bras are almost more important than shoes.
Yeah.
I said it.
Okay. So Muriel, now I'm doing the bra work here. What's the brand and how are you feeling about it?
This is Anita Active. No, Anita. It's Anita Extreme Control. And boy, it's really intense.
Muriel's like, can I just have one thing in my life that
I have control over?
Yeah. You're like, oh, you offer the extreme option? Sign me up, please, for the love of God.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay. So we're ready to go, Michelle. So now what?
Now what? Let me tell you. So I'm going to run you through a series of questions, which is typically what I would ask anybody that I'm about to do a training plan with. Whatever questions we don't hit, I'll just send a follow-up email. And then I'll be sending you guys your plan 2 weeks at a time. So yeah, let's start from the top. So, okay. It's funny because, you know, I know your lives. I feel really creepy right now asking these questions. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I could guess the answer. But you know what? You might not share some stuff on your podcast. So I need to make sure I'm doing my due diligence.
That is true.
Cool. Here we go. Yeah. So what would you say a typical week of workouts or activity looks like for both of you?
Well, for the last like year, it would be walking maybe 3 to 5 times a week for 1 to 2 hours per walk.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
And then before that, for years, we used to hike a ton, but we basically stopped during COVID.
Because people would be breathing out of their mouths and not wearing masks. Not doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So we basically just, so that's it. Yeah, just walking.
Okay, got it. 1 to 2 hours. 2 hours. That's a nice walk right there.
We just do it and talk about, it's basically like some sort of gross like co-therapy.
Yeah, right. Like, we call it our mental health walks. And it's actually a major reason why we want to start running, because I know that exercise is really key to like mental health and positive thinking and all that kind of stuff. And 2 hours really is great. We can't do that. Even like we have to do other things with our life. We can't.
Yeah.
Just,
like about a year into the pandemic, we were like, we have to start being more productive.
Yeah. So we're hoping. So anyways, we can't really afford to go 2 hour walks as often as we were anymore. It's just not really realistic.
There you go. Well, that's a good reason in itself to start running, because you can really get a lot done in just like 20, 30 minutes.
That's what we're going for, baby.
That's what we're doing. Okay. So what is the furthest distance or time that you have ran in the past, let's say, 5 months?
I ran around the block. It took me about 4 minutes.
And how much he was and upset and dead for like 2 days.
Yeah. Well, how fast were you going?
As fast as you could. As fast as I could to make it seem like I didn't just rob a house. You know,
well,
like,
he was carrying a suitcase.
I was carrying a suitcase and around the block for good luck for New Year's.
Okay.
It's a tradition from a culture that we stole. And so I was running pretty hard, but it definitely wasn't. It was a solid jog. It was a hard jog.
All right. Well, that's a lot of information. So
none of which was useful. Okay. What did you got, Mira?
I don't think I've ran in 5 months. So
okay.
Zero. Maybe jog slightly to catch something that I had to get. Like if I had to,
like if she smelled like the paint burning from the other side of the apartment, she might put a little pep in her step.
No, this is really helpful. Yeah. So would you say, what is the furthest that you guys have walked then in the past, let's say, 3 months? Are you getting your 2 hours of walking in? Is that like the mental health walk or?
Yeah. So probably like 6 miles or something like that.
Got it. Okay. That's awesome. And you're still doing 3 to 5 times a week right now?
Not for the last, like when we went up to, we spent the last like 6 weeks in Seattle and we did not do very much exercising. Really.
No.
Not really.
Yeah.
You guys were doing like a lot of lifting, moving your,
Yeah. And then the back stuff. Half of it was just eating. And I did a lot of painting.
Yeah. Right.
And drinking.
Yeah.
Like triceps.
Yeah.
Well, biceps. Sure. Fingers.
Oh, little ones. Not a big, like, yeah.
No, we just did finger nerdy muscles. We just did nerdy art, literally zero calories burned.
Yeah, we really did.
Okay, okay. So what is both of your past with running? So this could be in like elementary school, running the mile was like the most that you've ever done. Maybe you did track in high school. Mm-hmm. I know Nick ran around the block once.
I did. I never got super into running, but I did a ton of like dance for like most of my life and a lot mm-hmm. of like aerobic stuff. And then when I was forced to do the mile in high school, I ran a mile for the first time and I got like some stupid, cause like, do you know, I don't know. I feel like you're younger than I am. When I was in high school, if you didn't run like a sub 9 minute mile or something, or sub 10 minute mile, then
must
you
must have been 10. Nine would be aggressive.
Isn't that aggressive? Okay, so I could kind be of, but I think it was like, oh man, I think it was sub 12.
Yeah, I think it was 12.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And then if you can't run that, if you can beat it at my school, if you could beat it at the beginning of the year, you didn't have to do anything in gym class for the rest of the year. You could just walk track.
That's so dumb.
So I was like, I'm doing that. So I think I ran like a 9 minute mile because I wanted so bad. I just had no sense of how fast I had to go to do 12. And then I just went to McDonald's like every
skip gym class for the rest.
I got a truancy like warning, but I stopped going. But yeah, I beat the thing. So anyway, that's my past with running.
And what kind of dance did you do? Just out of curiosity.
I did like 4 years of tap and like 6 years of like modern jazz. And then one of them was like this jazzercise class that I loved that I did twice a week.
Okay. So you have a physical background.
I do. Just
just pretty far in the back.
it's just like more of a distant memory.
Yeah, it's more like the horizon.
What are you talking about? Why don't you talk about yourself?
I know it's a horizon too. I mean, I played baseball through high school, and so we would, you know, run, you know, do laps, and I ran a ton. I was.
Did you get shin splints every time?
Eventually I did, stop running. Even a little later, like in college, I would jog, but I felt like I always needed to do it either on grass or on track. Like on a track, mm-hmm. because I just felt like it just kind of beat up my body. Like I had shin problems. My ankles would hurt. Sometimes my knees would hurt. So I kind of convinced myself that it wasn't really an option for me at this point, like 15 years ago or something.
Got it.
So since then I have not done much running at all. I don't even.
Well, we ran in Chicago a little bit.
We ran a little bit. And then for a while we were at a gym and we would do like those, the
treadmill,
but then what are the classes where they make you like high intensity interval training or whatever? Yeah. So we did that. And then there would be like some sprints back and forth with that. And that was 3 years ago at this point. I don't know how long ago that was.
All right.
Yeah. But I have
a solid base.
Yeah. And I have really muscular legs. My legs and thighs are like pure muscle. Like if my whole body looked like my legs and thighs, I would be like a professional. I'd look like, I don't know, Brad Pitt or Arnold Schwarzenegger or somewhere in between those two guys. Why did I say that? Okay, next question.
Thinking what I can do with this. No, I'm just kidding. No, this is great. Honestly, I think you guys, so going back to what you said, Nick, about running on grass in the track, there's some ground that's going to be way easier on your body. Obviously, running on cement is the worst. You probably see some runners running in the street and you're like, what the hell? They're going to get hit by a car. That's because like the road is a little bit better on the body than this on cement. So, if you guys have the option to do that, that's huge, but
cool. We do.
I actually have a good idea for you guys. So I'll get to that in a second, but, okay, cool. Cool. Are you guys doing any strength training right now? Like with any weights or like, you know, body resistance?
We did inherit some weights and we've been doing some pushups and setups, I guess we didn't mention, but it's also, that was kind of before the Seattle trip. So
we just don't, I think that this plan is going to be great for us because we tend to just kind of be like, panic exercise, you know, it's, yeah. and then yeah. just kind of like not that. Do it whenever it's like we have anything else to do.
100%. Yeah. yeah. It's like, I have something in 3 hours. Of course, I'm not going to work.
yeah. He's, no, for but, sure.
no, I get what you're saying. And I think that's a thing too. When somebody has a plan of, hey, I got to do this today. It's only 30 minutes. I'm going to do it because it's on my list. I'm mm-hmm. going to get it done, especially with workouts too. Following along to a YouTube video when you're doing strength or something. And I know you guys did that for a while too.
Yeah.
I'm creepy and listen to all your podcasts. But, yeah. Just having something to follow. I think that's really going to help.
Cool.
All right. So have you ever thought about any future running goals? So does a marathon interest you at all? Maybe half marathon, 10K, 6.1 or 6.2 miles.
I think for me, what I would love is something I can kind of do for the rest of my life in a very easy way. You know what I mean? That. So yeah. I think like running a marathon would be kind of a fun thing. And if that was like, I would try it. But I think for me, like, I'm just looking for like one change that I can make that I can consistently do, you know, every day or 5 days a week or something that is an easy thing to put in my routine that doesn't take 2 hours.
Yeah. yeah. I think for me, like a future marathon might be a great thing to like work towards. So it's a sort of like contextualizes the training, but by itself, it doesn't seem like that's not a goal of mine. Like the idea of running a marathon doesn't feel like particularly like satisfying or exciting to me by itself, but I totally understand why, like, you know, with this training, you know, ahead of you, you can get to this point and it's just like a good like mile marker more or less. Totally. But it doesn't seem like a terrible thing. It seems super interesting and it'd be really cool to know that you could work your way up to that. But yeah. I'm like Muriel. I mean, what I'm looking for is something that's going to get my heart rate up and, you know, have a little mental health boost for myself.
I love that. Yeah. And what a lot of people don't, when you look at running, you don't really think of it as a sport that you can do as you get older. But when you look at the amount of people in races that are running, you see a trend towards like older, like 40s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
It's kind of like golf in a way, as weird as that sounds. A lot yeah. of people think like, oh, like you're going to get bad knees, bad ankles or X, Y, Z. But really, if you take running, not seriously, but if you do the right precautions, you're going to be okay. You just yeah. have to be safe with how you do it. And you can really do it your entire life or for a very long time.
I love that.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
You just made me feel so good.
Oh, good. And then I already know, Muriel, I have a prediction. Muriel's going to get addicted.
Yes.
And you're going to start spending all your money on running garb. You're going to get a really expensive GPS watch. And it's going to be amazing. Okay. So question
really
then.
So.
Really? Oh my gosh, this is great. Okay. So there's a couple different ways you can go about racing or running in general. So there's, and I think your mom was talking about this, like a run walk method mm-hmm. kind of way to go about it. And there's also being able to run the entire time. Both options, amazing. You're a runner if you run the whole time or if you do a run walk. Which kind of interests you guys more right now?
I would say the run walk sounds yeah. a little more like, I don't know, baby steps in a way. And also just when she sort of described her thing that she was following, it just sort of made sense to me.
Well, mm-hmm. I think we're also looking for like, we have some time to dedicate toward exercise, especially now that we're in the pandemic. Like that feels like a good place to put our energy. So like yeah. the run walk to me would extend the, like if I were just pure running, it would be like so little amount of time.
Yeah.
Be like, so it yeah. extends our like exercise a little further, you know, yeah. while we're kind of getting used to it. That's why.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, at first, like the run walk is going to be the way to go, but mm-hmm. would you want a goal? Like, would you feel more accomplished if you were able to complete, let's say the 5K, 3.1 miles running the entire time? Or are you open to that run walk method throughout the entire race?
I would like to end with being able to run the whole way. Like my dream would be wake up in the morning and before I do anything, just go on a 30-minute run.
Yeah.
And then just have that be done. for the day and like take a shower and then get to work.
Yeah.
Oh, so hell think, yeah.
Yeah. I want to like condense my exercise down to something that.
That's me too. I mean, she's acting like that's her answer, but we've already talked about that's definitely our codependent answer. No, that's no, I'm stealing that from you because you stole
the
it from
brains
me.
Of the operation.
I love that. No, yeah. Running in the morning, first thing, getting it done, it helps with your mental health. It helps with your energy levels throughout the day. It helps me with my anxiety if I get a, you know, a little bit of like workout in, a little bit of, you know, the blood flowing. I just feel like a human again, and I don't feel like I'm just sitting at my desk like ain't, I don't know, just kind of like I want to move. So I think this is going to be an awesome goal for you guys. And cool. I like what you're saying. Perfect. Bam. Do you have any other goals right now related to maybe weight, fitness, building muscle, stress relief, happiness, or any of that kind of stuff?
I think, I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to answer for myself, but I think we both want to lose weight. I think we both just like, it's basically like, I go back and forth between being like, I don't feel like terrible about it. Like, oh, you know, whatever. Like this body got me through a lot of crazy shit. So I'm like very happy with this body, but I also am like, I would like to get to the weight that I'd like to be for the rest of my life, you know, like, and I think that this would be a great, you know, like, so that's my goal for weight loss would be like something sustainable.
Yes.
And that it's like will carry me in health in the future. Yes. And I don't know if you need, well, I guess I don't know if I have a pound number, but that's kind of the idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm trying to like eat and work out as if I really, really loved myself. And as if I was like, as if like I was looking out for like my, like a best friend who I just care about deeply. So I want to exercise for like basically mental health reasons and physical health reasons. And so I would like to lose weight, and I want to like, I recognize that I think that will be part of the consequence of eating and exercising as if I really love myself. But I also want to separate my like self-worth or any goals from like particular poundage or actually how I look exactly. Yes. I'm
love
just
that.
More interested in just all of my actions being for the betterment of a person that I really like.
I like you.
I know you do. Everyone likes me, you know, because anyways.
You guys, well, these are amazing answers. A lot of people come into this like, I want to lose 5 pounds or I want to be this much on the scale. Just going into it, being open and being like, you know what, this is a good move for me. This will put me in the right direction. And also you'll notice when you start running, like especially in the mornings, it's going to set you to have better habits during the day. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to eat healthier, you know, healthier in quotations, who cares like what food is healthy and what food isn't, as long as it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
You're just going to want to do things that are better for your body and better for your health in general. And you should be able to drink beer. You should be able to, you know, eat fun stuff and go on with your life. But, you know, having running in place is going to help you get your mindset right.
I love it.
I love it. That's it.
Great. So I found a race and I want to get your guys' feedback on it. So kind of contradicting, obviously right now it's COVID times and a lot of races are going virtual. Would you guys be interested if it was done in a safe way and the city didn't shut down the race to do an in-person race? If, you know, it was safe.
I would.
Yeah. I think especially, I'm guessing it'd be one of the first ones. Yeah. Like I think that'd be
that'd
a
be
cool
really
experience
cool. Yeah.
To
yeah.
go see. I bet, I'm sure tons of people, I bet you the energy would be really good. Like people
yeah.
would be pumped
oh, yeah.
to do it and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the answer is, yeah, I think that'd be cool. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, and you guys lived in Chicago for a while. Were you ever around during the Chicago Marathon, or have you guys seen the LA Marathon go on?
I've bartended in both cities during the marathon. So people come to the bars afterwards.
That's
so
what I've done too.
I've been in the like after party vibes of the marathons.
Yeah. It's always just like, that's the way we've experienced them. I don't even know if you've seen the marathon.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So I did find a race. It's actually in Long Beach. It's called the Wrigley River Run, and there's a 5K, 3.1 miles. It's also a 10K, but I think the 5K could be a good bet to have a goal of maybe running the entire time. Yeah. It's in 15 weeks.
Wow.
So we would get started starting next Monday. And yeah, how does that sound to you guys? Pretty flat course too.
I think we got to kind of do it, right?
I think we have to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's a really great idea.
Yeah, I think we should definitely do it.
15 weeks. How many months is that?
That's like 4 years, right? Okay. I think we can tonight. But I mean, that sounds good. The only skeptical thing I have is that it'll be safe in 15 weeks, but
I think it will, because it's March, April, it'll be May, right?
June 5th. Yeah. Yeah. Close enough. I mean,
yeah.
New York actually was one of the first states that started opening up races again. And how they were doing it was they kind of had like two or three people going at once, and you had to space out. You had to wear like a buff, and I can give you guys all the COVID tips and everything too.
Cool.
You know, if you have like, do you know those like buffs where you just can like wear here and then pulled up?
Yeah, for sure.
I know that word from Survivor. And
that's
I didn't know. I thought that was just a Survivor term. I didn't know that was like a real thing.
I hope it's a real term, because I only call that because of Survivor too. But no, I think there's a I think there's a brand called Buffs. And what I do is like I wear a buff, and whenever there's someone within like 15 feet, I pull it up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with the breathing and everything, it should be good. According to articles I've read and stuff, that's the safest way to go about it.
Yeah.
If you're running alone, you know, keep the buff down so you can breathe. But when you see people, or you're going to be, you know, within that 15-foot range, just put it up out of courtesy too.
Yeah. I love that.
Cool.
I would love to do that. I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
The buff or the race?
The race, but also okay. The buff. Yeah. It was like kind of fueled by that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, I'm stoked. I think you guys are going to totally kick butt. I think it'll be fun, you know. And last question, I guess. Are you guys planning, and I know the answer, I think, are you guys planning on training together with every run, or, you know, maybe doing it kind of separately? Do you guys want to have the same goal? Will you be running together in the race, or is this more of an individual thing for you guys?
If we're going to be real, probably it's just going to be all together.
Yeah. I would like to think we're these really healthy, independent people, but we're probably just going to be in lockstep.
We're on the same schedule. And yeah.
That you guys will motivate each other. I think it'll be fun to get it done and to push each other in the race.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I think we'll have some fun updates.
Yeah.
Some amazing. Yes.
Yeah. That sounds great.
All right. Sweet. I'll get going on the plan then, and very excited to.
Oh, you're the best, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
That made me feel so good.
Me too.
I mean, I'm also scared though. 15 weeks sounds like so soon.
I know. I was like,
oh, you got this. No, yeah. Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity. I'm so excited.
It's going to be great, Michelle. You're the best.
The best.
Okay, everyone, don't fast forward to this part. We have a very special announcement.
Man,
okay?
Nobody fast forwards to this part. Our ads are the best part of our podcast.
Debatable. Okay, look, this is not a normal ad. We have a very special announcement to make. Okay, and we're going to do an episode about it coming up. But here are the bullet points. There is an author. Her name is Kayleen Schaefer. Okay, she wrote a really great book a couple years ago that was like a bestseller. Some fancy publishing, Random House or Penguin. I should probably know the answer to that. I don't know. Some big fancy book. It was called Text Me When You Get Home, right? It was about female friendship. Kayleen's most recent book is called But You're Still So Young, How 30-somethings Are Redefining Adulthood. And the reason that this book is awesome is because Kayleen interviewed Muriel and I over the course of like 2 years. So she interviewed us and like five other 30-somethings. I think we're the only couple in the book.
Yeah.
And it's just about her life and our lives and what it means to be a 30-something in today's modern world.
The book is available for pre-order now. And it is widely launched on March 2nd.
That is right. And on March 4th, there is an online book launching event with Kayleen Schaefer, moderated by Ariana Robellini. And we're going to put the Eventbrite notes. You can join for free, or you can also buy a copy of the book through the event. She'll sign it and send it to you and all that kind of fun stuff. And you can read about Nick and Muriel in it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm super excited. We love Kayleen.
Yeah.
And this book. book is, I think, is going to be really special. So,
yes.
I don't know. That's cool. You guys, we're in a book.
We're in a book. She wrote about us. So anyways, make sure to check out the link to that event in our show notes. And then we're going to do an episode with her coming up in the near future anyways. So be on the lookout for the new book, But You're Still So Young.
Because we are. We're all so young. Every one of us. I'm pitching myself as the voiceover artist for her ad campaign.
Okay, great.
It's awesome.
Read books.
Read books now. Get punched in the face.
Yeah.
That just did.
We're back from our first run, everybody.
Yeah. You know, we've been walking a lot.
You have to stop acting like that. Something special now, I think.
I know. I'm not going to stop acting like that because I do think walking is awesome. And yes. It was wonderful and it made you calm and yes. You know, whatever.
Right.
So, and it has lots of benefits to it. Yeah. But it's definitely not running.
Okay. So it's now,
it's just different.
It's very early in the morning and Muriel and I decided what we're going to do is we're just going to get up. And before we make coffee or anything, we're just going to get our little clothes on, put our really nice shoes and sports bras and running glasses on and just hit the road. And that's what we did, baby.
Bro, this sports bra. Hit me up if you actually are like looking for a sports bra and you need something with extreme control. That'll definitely hit you up with a link. This sports bra is nuts. I mean, the thing that sucks, though, is yeah. that like, I this is something I don't think you're experiencing.
Uh-huh.
It's also like having 20 pounds strapped to your chest in a binder. Like it's like now they're like, it's not like everything's moving around.
Yeah.
So that makes everything way easier.
Now it's just like one of those weight vests.
It's like a weight vest.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like. Cause it's like a binding vest.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just like, I was like, damn man, that's crazy. I used to tap dance. We were talking about that with Michelle. I used to tap dance. And when I tap danced, I was like 14 to 18, something along those lines, maybe a little, you know, about 4 years. And I learned a lot. You know, you learn a lot when you're younger. And my body is so different now as it was when I was like an adolescent.
Sure.
A teenager. But like, my body still knows how to do a lot of the stuff that I learned
it's from like muscle memory. Yeah.
But whenever I dance now, it's like, what? It feels like I'm in somebody else's body because my memory is from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And like this body is so different. But that's what running was, except for I never ran. So this is like an alien, like compelling an alien body.
You're like, this is,
you know what I mean?
You're just like using every ounce in your body to not tap dance in the middle of the street.
No, that's definitely not what my point was on any level. I'm saying like it was like being possessed by a crazy demon propelling an alien body down the street.
But we're actually possessed by our wonderful alien demon, Michelle. She hooked us up with, so she gave us a little, okay, so our day one was, it was just 15 minutes, 30 seconds of running, 30 seconds of walking back and forth for 15 minutes. Now, she used the word run. I interpret that as jog. So we're definitely not running. We're definitely jogging.
Well, I'm going to call that running. And, if you, and literally, if you try to fight me on that, we'll stop talking to you.
So then the other thing, she sent us like a little warm-up video and then the thing, and then we're about to stretch right now. But the other problem with this is you need stupid timing devices. So we got into a huge fight about how we were going to actually time the 30 seconds back and forth,
it's not,
and 15 minutes and blah, blah, blah.
It's not even remotely a problem. It's just like, A, we didn't get into a huge fight. You had a meltdown. Nick was like, well, I don't want to, I don't want to put the phone in my pants. I'm just going to hold it. And I was like, okay. And then I just don't care. And I was like, okay, it's too early for me. And then I was like, well, okay, thank you for doing that. I don't have pockets. And I was like, but I, and he goes, oh, now I'm going to have to do the timer. I'm going to have to do the timer every 30 seconds. And I was like, well, we could just jog and like, just count in your head. Just be like, count to 30 and then walk and then count to 30 and then run. And Nick's like, I'm not doing that. and you were like, what we need is a kitchen timer. And I was like, I could hold the phone. And you're like, I don't want you to hold the phone. It's like, I'm just trying to give you, and then you go, you're just not listening to what I'm complaining about.
Yeah, I felt like you were really missing the point, the heart of my complaint.
Yeah, I really was, and I still am. I was like, we can count, you don't have to use the timer, then I can hold the phone.
Well, because of Michelle's inspiring leadership, I was able to overcome that insurmountable obstacle.
I think you just needed coffee. You got all grumpy. I was like, I'm listening. You're not listening to me.
So anyways, all right. So, okay. So I definitely, it's funny. I was like, my ankles were a little stiff, you know, maybe a little hurty. And then I was like, oh, I think I'm feeling my shins hurt. But then I realized that's probably just muscles being used for the first time in forever.
Well, Michelle sent us this. This is kind of actually hella tight. This is the thing about working with a professional.
Yeah.
In anything, really. Right. You know, like I did cut my hair my own way during the pandemic. And I did have to cut off about 4 inches of hair to get it even when I finally went to the salon. You know what I mean? Like I thought I was slick for not paying for that. And it really bit me in the ass. But this is like some real shit, because this is not anything I would like you and I tend to go too hard and then give up.
Yeah.
I think that that's true for exercise. Right. And so this seems like, oh, run for 30 seconds, walk for 30 seconds. Yeah. I was like, okay, this will be a cakewalk.
Yeah.
If you actually just do what Michelle says, it's hella like the perfect, like I could not do any more than that.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not totally wrecked.
Right. Totally.
You know, it was, and I don't think I ever could have devised that, no matter how much Googling I did or whatever. It's like, this technique is great. She gave us like warm up exercises and cool down stretches and like a reasonable amount that does push you. Like as we were running, I had this weird, like memory of like what it feels like to also work with, you know, like when you go to join a gym and you get like a free training session and then you work with a trainer and they just make you do shit like not more than you can do, but like more than you would do.
Yeah. Or even think to do.
Yeah.
And like work your abs in ways that you're like, that doesn't even make sense. And then afterwards you realize why other people's parts of their bodies like that are rock hard.
Well, or just like, I don't know. Yeah. Right. I mean, for me, it's like literally that thing where you're like, all right, five more. And I'm like, fuck you. Five more. You know what I mean? Like that little edge where you totally can do it.
Ah, what? I just stubbed my toe so bad.
You're sitting
literally down. Sitting down. I went for a jog. I feel great. I sat down and just, I'm not even moving. Just stubbed my toe.
Well, anyway, that's what I feel like. It's like when you're doing that, you're just like, how dare you tell me five more? And then you just do five more and you realize like you totally could, like I would, when if I was doing it on my own, I would be like, there's no way. I'm tired now.
Well, that's what a good coach is. A good coach is a person that you're mad at, but you know is right. And then afterwards you love them. Like then you call them coach for the rest of your life.
See, I never played sports.
Mm.
You know, so we don't do that in theater.
Think about like a director.
In theater, we cry. I don't know. Or like you get mad, and then they're like, you know, nobody cares if you get mad in theater. They're just like, go take a walk. You come back just like
go breathe.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what they say in sports too.
I mean, I think it is different because. But it's different. It's just like physical and like emotions kind of, but I don't know.
You need coffee.
Oh man. Well, that was cool, man.
All right,
I did it.
Yeah. That day one, we effing
but
did it.
But I feel
it,
like I have asthma. No, I'm like, what the fuck? I can't, like, I think it's just, we've been so sedentary for so long. Like COVID basically, you know, we'll, don't work, which our jobs are pretty physical.
Right.
Like my job's really physical when I do it.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like I get like, you know, something insane, like 20,000 steps in a shift or something like that.
We're literally just on our feet running around.
Yeah, climbing ladders, lifting like huge boxes of wine.
Okay.
It's true.
Okay.
I do. You don't do it at your job, but I did it at mine. All the at my job, genius move was to store everything up a ladder on shelves on like a platform that's about 3 feet wide. So like when you have to get like, let's say a case of Coke, you're literally like standing on your tiptoes at the top of like a shelf, pulling it off with your arms above your head. And then directly behind you is the drop off to the rest of the kitchen, like 17 feet down. So I did that. I did that all the time. Well, what are you trying to look at me like that for? Anyway, I haven't done that in a year. Yeah, so that was like my one source of like adrenaline will get me through this physical activity. And now I'm like,
it's the closest thing you ever did to MMA.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, yeah. Coke bottles. Dropping Gatorade bottles on people in the kitchen. It's like, sorry. It's ridiculous. Anyways.
All right, great.
That was hard.
We love you. We hate you. You're everything to us.
You're everything to us, girl. You're our God now. You're making us like, you're our God. You're helping us hold on by a thread. It is odd to be doing this having not had any coffee today.
I know.
I'm halfway between just like hella real and raw
and wrong.
And just like, what is going on?
I can't tell if we're being really loud or really quiet. I can't tell.
I just can't. I think I'm just having a really a zen thing about our apartment. We got a bunch of carpets, put them down. We're trying our best, but we live in a fucking apartment. We live in like a 80-year-old apartment or something like that at this point. It's like, it's loud.
All right, we did it. Let's drink some coffee.
Thank you. All right, the next morning.
Hello, everybody.
Okay.
Muriel's been creaking around the house and complaining that her legs are broken.
I'm so out of shape. Here's the thing, I'm not out of shape for like the things I do, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I go for long walks, I like, you know, I do stuff, I cook, I clean, you know. I never feel out of breath when I'm doing those things, so I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'll tell you what, I am so sore that my stomach muscles are sore.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on, man?
Muriel, you woke up with I got out of bed before Muriel to go work on this application thing, and so I was like riding along. I had my coffee, and Muriel came out with allergies, so her eyes were super puffy and like streaming down, and your hair looked remarkably absurd, like some alien was like, I think that's what human hair looks like, and you just creaked like the ghost that is carrying the chains behind it, you know. It's like, I can't move.
Bob Marley. No, what's his name?
Bob Marley.
Jacob Marley. It's very close.
I know. Three little ghosts are on your gravestone. singing sweet, sweet death. Okay, no. Anyways.
I did a lot of things weird. I also stayed up all night like picking out, I was just being a weirdo. Nick was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm just looking up recipes.
I mean, I know. Well, because I woke up early, but you slept. I mean, you didn't like sleep late.
I slept
late.
In until like 7:45.
Yeah, it was like it you slept like, in just fine. It wasn't some absurd thing. But I was like, I fell asleep immediately last night, but then I woke up to use the bathroom and you were looking at your phone so crazy that I thought you needed like a serious intervention or help, like put that away, whatever you're, it just turns out you were just coming up with the dinner recipe for tonight.
I was like, oh, this looks good. And then I like so planned a shopping list, and then I like wrote a little do ahead list, like a food prep list. And then it was midnight and I was like, why am I alive? But anyway, we're good. I woke up this morning. I was a little tired.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few things going on. One is that I am unbelievably sore for someone who only ran for 7 minutes. Like that's now I understand when you ran around the block.
Yeah, right.
Why?
I seriously think that running around the block on New Year's Eve prepped me for
if
this.
If you say that again, I'm going to scream.
Then why am
don't
I?
Say that again.
Then why am I doing so much better than you?
Because you're a jerk. That's why. But also, I'm going to be doing better than you in like 2 weeks.
You think so?
I do.
Oh my god!
Because that's how hiking was. You were better at me in the beginning, and then I got better than you. And I am just waiting.
Oh my God. I am holding in a fart, and I'm going to hold it for 3 days, and I'm going to blast you with it. You are going to pay for that little bitch ass comment you just made.
I think I'm going to be better than you soon, but I'm not better than you now. I thought I was going to die. But the cool thing is Michelle has been sending us like so much loving things. Like, we got this plan.
Yeah.
Read through the plan. And today, instead of running, which, because I think she knew in the back of her head, she knew that I would be having some difficulty.
Yeah.
Today is strength training.
Yes.
And it's a really easy, like, kind of like soft intro into stretching and strength training. And it's all meant to prevent injury.
Yeah, I know. I like that. It's injury prevention strength training.
Yeah, which is like amazing. Like, that was my big, like, I don't know. I was going to say my big diss. My big qualm about yoga or doing like a flow yoga is that, like, I drop it on beginners classes, but like I couldn't do anything right. But you're just going so fast, and I would come out and like tweak myself all the time.
Yeah, right.
When we went to the gym and did those HIIT classes, high intensity interval training classes.
Yeah.
And like you pulled your neck, you rolled your ankle. Like,
yeah, I jacked myself up pretty solid. I just laid up in bed for like 3 days.
Drinking Campari and being sad. Yeah, I remember that. But like, it's like a lot of times when you're trying to get into exercise, even when you take the beginning class,
right?
You know, or an entry level class, there's so little focus on, at least the places I've been to, just like so little focus on form.
Yeah.
And like injury prevention.
Yeah.
It's just about like, just do it. Right.
Yeah, right.
It's like Nike or whatever.
Yeah,
so you're just okay, I can do this. And then you walk out and like, you just tweak everything, you know, like,
God bless our friend Tony, who he's got four kids or five. How many kids? He has like 20
three kids and they're very cute.
Yeah. And, he's a hot dad, and this fool has to go back to the ER. He twisted his ankle running again.
Yeah.
This guy's always hurting himself trying to work.
It sucks. You get old and you're just like, we're young, but you get older and it's just like every time you try to do something. And I'll say this, the way that we trained yesterday, like I am not injured. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sore because I like twisted my ankle or pulled my wrist or like.
I'm going to tell you that when you start complaining later.
Listen, I don't need you to tell me anything.
You are not injured, Muriel.
But I'm not. I'm just sore as fuck. Which is fine. And now I'm going to stretch it out. And I'm going to work my arms, which God knows I hate that.
Yeah.
And then stretch out all of this like horror that I have kind of like in my hips and stuff like that.
I'm really into the stretching videos too, because Michelle does them herself.
Yeah.
So she's just sending links to her like Instagram and YouTube. And I think I really like the stretches she had us do after our run yesterday.
Really good stretches and this great format. This is my thing.
What?
If you're going to make somebody do something they don't want to do, put a timer on it.
Yeah.
It's so helpful. She has a little timer in the corner and it's a countdown till you stop doing the horrible thing.
Yeah, right.
It's like the other day we got a COVID test and it was a, what is it, CRP?
The stab you in the brain one?
The stab you in the brain one where they go all the way up in your stupid nose.
Yeah.
And I hate those so much that I get like irrational about them. Even I do them, but I hate them. And the guy who was doing Nick's counted down from 10 and it made it like actually 20 times better just to get through it.
Right.
So I'm not saying stretching should be a nice thing. So I understand that I'm being dramatic.
Muriel's comparing it to the thing she hates most in the world.
But I like these timed things
because
it helps you, even if you're feeling unmotivated to do it.
Yeah.
I'm a lot more able to be like, fuck it. It's 30 seconds. Then if I were to just do it for some indeterminate amount of time or a longer amount of time, like, you know, I would be like way more bitchy about it.
Yeah.
But right now I feel like everything's on a timer. So 30 seconds run, 30 seconds walk, 30 seconds glute stretch, 30 seconds try to touch your whatever thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And like even this 10 pushups, this time limit thing is great. I like
that. I'm sure that we will get to a place where we have lots of horrible things to say about Michelle because she's working us too hard and we just hate everything. But I'm going to say one other
I'm going to jock her on one other point.
I'm jocking Michelle. I don't think, I don't know. I'm feeling, I think she's, I feel like I'm in good hands.
Okay. I think I am too, but I'm just saying, like, it's just like, I guess if you played sports, I mean, you must have had directors like that where you're just, they're just like an authority figure and you sort of focus any negative thing that you're feeling about yourself at them. You know, and then they become like your parents.
Actors are way too sensitive okay, to do
anyways.
That. We don't do things like
anyways,
that.
One thing she did that I like too is she did her stretching video, right? And then she recorded the audio of it separately over the top of the video. And I love that for two reasons. One, it almost always sounds better than people sitting in a room trying to explain their stretches because of the audio quality. But two, I'm not trying to hear you talk when you're stretching.
Right, it's like,
you know?
And then you pull then your arm up.
Actually, that'd be a pretty funny video.
That's probably the kind of video you and I would do.
Yeah, right. And now downward dog.
Oh my God, stop. Nobody wants to listen to that.
I know, that's my point. That's why it'd be a funny sketch. Get it? Because it would be horrible. Enter the reason why we never made it as comedians. Okay.
Just staring out the window.
All right, are you ready to do some glute presses? I forget what she called
it.
Are
you mad that I'm more into this than when you make me do it?
No, no. I am happy that you are more into this now because it's Michelle. She is our guiding light.
Right.
Okay. And no, I'm super happy about it.
Okay.
I hate forcing you to do this shit. I'm really happy that we decided together / you were maybe even a little more enthusiastic than I was. And now Michelle's making us do it. I'm fully on board.
You're fully on board? Because I know you try to be making me do stuff, but I think when you try to make me do it, I just complain more.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, okay. You're like, it's time to go. And I'm just like, no. You're trying to be nice. I hate that.
All right, well, I'm done being nice. Get your ass off this recorder. Let's go do some push-ups.
I'm only doing it because Michelle told me to.
No, now
yes,
you're doing
I
it because I do.
I am.
No, but I'm telling you that
no,
Michelle told
I,
us.
My
you
own,
didn't even open the document, Miriam.
I have my
I opened the document.
I have my own internal motivation. I'm an actor, and I know where my energy lies.
There's literally nothing less athletic I've seen in my whole life than Muriel attempting to do squats, lunges, and glute bridges. Muriel,
my legs hurt. I'm...
You're not injured, Muriel. You can do this. You're a healthy
like
young lady. Yeah, just do it like that. I think that that'll go. Yeah. You look so stupid. You're just like not.
Oh, wait. I think I was doing it wrong. I was doing it like this. Hold on. What?
Muriel. Muriel's so stupid. Oh my God, watching you try to do squats is just too much.
Shut up. What was I doing that's different from what you're doing?
Bending over entirely and not going lower. You were just bending at the waist.
I am. I told you that my fucking legs are, dude. I'm trying to do it. I'm putting my belt, and I did push-ups, and I did
You did things, but well, what was hilarious is you were just, we were doing the planks. You were just like, oh, this sucks.
I'm so lazy.
It's so funny.
Sucks. All right, well, you have to stop laughing because okay. I have to do 10 planks.
I'll try.
I'm trying to do a glute bridge. You had to Google that.
I didn't know what a glute bridge was, but now that I see it, it's definitely not difficult to do. It doesn't take very much coordination either.
Well, I thought I had to be on my elbows.
Well, even if you
I'm
did,
done talking about this.
If you did, it's still not hard.
Do it on your elbows right now.
Okay, watch.
Go back on your elbows and bring your it's way harder. You're shaking, Nick. You're literally shaking.
I'm not saying I have core strength. I was shaking my ass off during the plank too. During the plank, because the problem is I got my shirt off, so my belly's hanging down. You're just like, like just like the line of a lie detector test going off. Okay, right. Great.
I have to keep going. We have two more circuits of this.
Okay, great. Let's. All right, we got to do another one. Let's go. Okay, that's it, guys. That was the beginning of our training. Long Beach, 15-week countdown. Here we come.
I'm excited, and I think this is going to... I can feel myself being like, you know, gradually working up from this.
Yeah,
I think I can do it.
Well, you have nowhere to go but up. So.
I know. Listen, I am shocked at how little... my body is adapting to running, but it's only been a day.
It's only been a day, right?
Oh my God.
I'm excited too. Last night I was super pumped about this Long Beach run in 15 weeks. And then we were actually doing a Zoom thing with friends. And I was like, hey guys, we started like with our running coach. And in 15 weeks, we're actually going to do a marathon in Long Beach. And everyone was like, 15 weeks for a marathon? That's crazy. That's a really short turnaround.
I mean, they were like, honestly, like, really, you seem to think that they were upset, but they were definitely like worried.
And
for
us. I was like, what? Michelle made it seem fine. And then I realized I don't know what a marathon is. Not anything you run that's like 3K, 5K. I didn't know that marathon implied a certain distance.
I knew that was true. I said it in the call, but I don't think you heard me because we were all talking over each other. But I definitely said he doesn't know what a marathon is.
No, I did hear that. No, I heard that for sure. I was like, no. I appreciate you coming to the rescue there. It's just like that will be a difficult part of coming out of the pandemic, if that ever happens, and like re-entering society, is I've been so used to just saying anything.
Yeah, we're
and it kind of working that we're just gonna I'm gonna go out there and just say all the wrong things.
No, you're not. You're just gonna be free and beautiful and make all the perfect decisions. One thing that I'm realizing,
yeah,
I guess just to close this out,
yeah,
is that what's cool about doing this is that objectively, like in 15 weeks, if I can run like 3 miles,
yeah,
based on where I'm at now, yeah, that's a really incredible turnaround.
Yeah,
like, right. I don't think I've ever gotten better at something I was so bad at that quickly in my life.
Right. If you're usually this bad at something, you just quit immediately.
I mean, or I just take like 12 years to learn how to improvise. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, right. It's like, like, I'm always kind of like, it's just like, I think this will be one of the, if this works,
yeah,
this will be one of the fastest turnarounds of any skill I've learned in my entire life.
I'm at the bottom right now. Started from the bottom. Now we're here, but here is still just like very sore. Okay.
You're fine. I'm dead. I'm saying, I think that I am like, and I already think that I'm going to be hella good at running.
Yeah, right. Well, just know that when I beat your ass in Long Beach, because with Michelle, she was like, are you guys going to run together? Oh, yeah, we're going to run. No, we're enemies when we get out to Long Beach, okay?
Really?
It is Nick versus... No. I don't even like pretending that. Oh. I have to bail on that bit immediately. But I think, how about this? All comedy aside and all support forward and utmost in our relationship and partnership, let's not hold each other back. So if one of us needs to be slow, the other person can just keep going.
I am so mad at you right now.
Why? I thought you said you were going to beat me, that you're going to be so much better than me. I'm just saying.
But not for like another like 6 or 7 years.
It's going to take you that long?
Listen.
What?
You, if I'm hella slow at running... You cannot leave me alone to like slow run through our neighborhood. You're insane.
How about this? I will always train by your side, but what happens in Long Beach stays in Long Beach, okay?
Okay, how about this? You can do like a, like there'll be a Nick Freedom run portion of this thing where like I'll run and you run with me and then you can run like 2 blocks ahead really fast and run 2 blocks back really fast. Fool.
The only reason you're suggesting that is because you know that would rock me and then I would like pass out.
You know what? I am remembering when we were hiking a bunch to get ready for our wedding.
Yeah.
And we did really good. And you don't know how to walk down hills. And I waited for you every time.
You waited for me at the bottom of the hill after you had already jetted down all fast and nimble like little hillbilly goat.
Well, because
or
you're so boring. When you're going downhill, you're super stressed. You can't chat. You're like hella stressed and grumpy, and you're going like literally so slow, I want to die. You're like carefully grandpawing down like every rock.
Bitch, you were grandpawing your way out of the bed and down the hall today.
That's fine. When I wasn't in public. You have to stay by my side.
Yeah, I will stand by your side. Actually, but the reality of it is we're just going to both be flanking Michelle's guiding presence the whole time.
What?
We're going to be Michelle.
Flanking Michelle's
guiding presence.
What does that mean?
It means we're going to be shoulder to shoulder with Michelle, therefore shoulder to shoulder with each other.
Okay. I like that. You are going to be really mysterious when you get out in the world. After this pandemic, people are going to be like, what? Because usually I just go, uh-huh. But that one got me.
Let's do yoga. Let's get fit.
Thank you for listening, and thank you to Michelle Canofla, aka at Fuel My Run. You guys find her, hit her up, and we're going to be checking in on the progress of this magnificent journey going forward. So.
And I think this is such an exciting episode for us because Michelle has been a listener for hella long.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Michelle
and it's
rocks.
Like really cool. And if you want to, I don't know, I love anything about this podcast that builds community. So like, it's so awesome to meet her and like do that. And like, you know, if you want to run, like hit up Michelle.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like we'll just keep shit in the family.
Speaking of in the family and community, make sure to check out Kayleen Schaefer's book release event that's coming up this Thursday. We're going to put the link in the show notes, a little hyperlink to that. So that book is coming out. Keep your eyes on the prize in that regards. And also, we put out this podcast free every week. And if you were to go to patreon.com/hellinyour30s and give us a few monthly dollars, it is huge for us. It helps us do things like get nice running shoes.
Yeah,
and,
which
is
definitely going to help us, because if I didn't have that, I'd be dead right now.
Yeah, right.
I'd be dead.
Do you hear that? Patreon is the only thing that's keeping us alive.
Thank you to Ryan and Ryan for podcasting or being podcast producer.
Yes.
Pros.
They run Campfire Media, and that's awesome. And I love them for that. And I love our listeners because you guys are the coolest. Leave us reviews. Okay, that's it.
That's it.
Okay. All
bye,
right.
Guys.
Bye.
Keep running.
Yeah, it's really not that dark. I mean, it'll be we'll be safe. The main point is just so that no cool.
We live right by Fairfax. Everybody's cool over our neighborhood.
No, everyone's cool. We should have talked about this. Honestly, if anyone were to see you running, one, they'd be like, "Oh wow, that's really badass. These people are running." Or two, they don't care. Like no one cares about anyone doing.
You know
physical.
What? I know that that's true because every time I see some older, out of shape person running, I'm like, good for them, man. They've got that shit, man. Those guys are killing it, you know?
People look to you thinking, damn, I wish I could be like them when they see you guys running or walking. You got to look at it like that. You're inspiring others to hopefully make a better change to, you know, get in shape or be healthy. So
I agree. Everyone should be like,
and I appreciate it because I need to hear that.
Yes. And I actually didn't stop recording, so that we'll put that little tag in.
Hi, my name is Lauren Ash. You may know me from starring in TV shows like Superstore or She-Ra or Scare Tactics.
And I'm her sister, Christy Oxborough, semi-professional researcher and fully certified internet sleuth.
And together, we are the hosts of True Crime and Cocktails, your new favorite true crime deep dive podcast.
In season one of our show, we extensively researched all of the new Netflix Unsolved Mysteries episodes.
And beginning in January 2021, season two will be a Famous Fatalities edition.
From mysterious celebrity deaths to famous unsolved cases, we'll be bringing you more boozy true crime combos.
So put on your PJs, pour yourself a drink, and join our true crime slumber party. New episodes of True Crime and Cocktails drop every Tuesday.
Campfire.